Hi Dave, welcome. This walkthrough was built for you and Mahana Fresh, from what you told us.
Absolutely. It's great to be speaking with you, Dave.
And you know, if you look at the fast casual restaurant chains that just failed to scale over the last decade, well, 80% of them didn't fail because the food went bad.
Right. It's almost never the food.
Exactly. They failed because their general managers slowly morphed into glorified data entry clerks. So today we are mapping out how to ensure that never happens at Mahana Fresh.
Yeah, because you've built this really incredible brand identity, Dave. But the tension you described in your answers, it's incredibly common, yet it's rarely solved well.
Yeah.
You want to open more doors, serve more bowls. But the minute a manager has to spend 3 hours in a back office doing manual inventory math.
Or untangling some nightmare scheduling conflict.
Exactly. They're no longer on the floor ensuring your vibe and your quality standards are actually being met.
Yeah.
And the solution isn't just, buying more software subscriptions.
Right, because more software usually just means more logins, more dashboards to check.
Which just introduces more friction.
So instead of talking about abstract technology, let's look at the engine room. From what you shared about your operational bottlenecks, we're proposing a digital back of house powered by six highly specialized AI agents.
It's a really targeted approach.
Yeah, think of them as invisible team members, Dave. It's like having a perfectly synchronized kitchen staff during a massive lunch rush,
Right.
right? Each agent is stationed at a critical administrative choke point. So let's start with the scheduling expediter.
That's a big one.
Labor is always the trickiest puzzle. So how does this agent actually take that off a manager's plate?
Well, the traditional way a manager builds a schedule involves, looking at last year's sales, kind of guessing the foot traffic, and then manually cross-referencing staff availability on a spreadsheet.
Or some basic app, yeah.
Right. But the scheduling expediter automates all that predictive math. It continuously pulls historical sales data directly from your point of sale system, but then, and this is the cool part, it layers in external variables
Like what?
like local weather APIs, nearby event schedules, seasonal trends, basically everything needed to predict your busy rushes down to the hour. Then it automatically cross-references those predictions with the time off request in your HR system to generate a highly optimized schedule.
Wait, so if it's predicting foot traffic based on the weather and local events, that implies it's adjusting the labor curve dynamically, right?
Exactly.
So if it sees, I don't know, a massive thunderstorm coming on a Tuesday, it knows the lunch rush will dip and just reduces the suggested headcount.
Precisely. It prevents you from overstaffing on a dead shift. And honestly, more importantly, it ensures you aren't caught short-handed when, say, the local high school lets out early and just floods your store.
That is massive. But food waste is the other huge variable on the P&L. If the scheduling expediter handles labor, how does the second agent, the inventory hawk, tackle the physical goods?
So it works using real-time depletion rates. Every single time a cashier rings up a Mahana bowl, the inventory hawk deducts those specific ingredient quantities from your digital stockroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it doesn't just track what's missing. It uses that same predictive modeling we just talked about to forecast what you will need. It then interfaces directly with your supplier's ordering portal via an API to basically draft your upcoming order.
Okay, hold on. Dave might be thinking this because if I'm managing a Mahana Fresh location, I would be terrified of completely letting go of the wheel here.
Sure, that makes sense.
Like introducing all these agents at once feels like a big culture shift. If this inventory hawk miscalculates and suddenly orders 800 pounds of sweet potatoes or just misses the chicken order entirely, that's a catastrophic operational failure. How do we ensure this empowers the staff instead of, you know, just running off a cliff without anyone noticing?
Well, you don't let it drive completely unsupervised. That's a crucial concept here called a human-in-the-loop system.
Okay.
The AI does not click by. It just does all the heavy lifting of calculating the exact par levels and drafting the supplier cart. Then it sends a quick notification to the manager saying something like, "Here is the recommended order for Thursday based on a projected 20% increase in weekend traffic. Please review."
Ah, I see.
Yeah, so the manager spends 3 minutes verifying the draft instead of 3 hours building it from scratch. You retain total authority, you just eliminate all that tedious arithmetic.
That makes a lot more sense. So it's a co-pilot, not an autopilot.
Exactly.
Okay, moving down the line, let's talk about the customer experience. Agent number three is the customer feedback loop. Everyone has a system for reading reviews, but from what you told us, the real issue is synthesizing that information quickly.
Right. Because a general manager checking Yelp or Google or, direct surveys once a week, they're looking at stale data. The customer feedback loop agent continuously scrapes all those platforms in real time.
Oh, nice.
It uses natural language processing to read the reviews, categorize them, and run sentiment analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't just forward you a bad review, it identifies actual patterns.
Give me an example of what that looks like in practice.
Sure. Let's say three different customers mention that the rice is undercooked at your downtown location, and this all happens over the course of 2 hours.
Okay.
The agent immediately flags that anomaly and pushes a high priority alert right to the manager's phone.
So the manager can just walk into the kitchen and fix the rice cooker temperature instantly.
Exactly, rather than finding out about the problem a week later during some corporate review.
That is real-time operational intelligence. And I imagine it could work the other way too, right? Like spotting an employee who was mentioned by name for great service three times in a week so you can reward them immediately. Now, speaking of employees, turnover in the fast casual space is notoriously high. Bringing new hires up to speed without burning out the existing staff is a massive friction point you highlighted for us. So, agent number four is the training and onboarding guide.
Yeah, the traditional onboarding process, it relies heavily on a really busy manager shadowing a new line cook.
Which takes them off the floor again.
Right. So the training guide agent digitizes your entire standard operating procedure manual into this interactive conversational interface. It's basically an internal knowledge base that a new hire can access right from their phone.
So instead of tapping the GM on the shoulder during the Friday lunch rush to ask, like, how long the sweet potatoes roast or what the exact build order is for a specific bowl, they just text the agent.
Yes. They ask the agent, and it replies instantly with the exact Mahana Fresh protocol. It empowers the staff to self-serve their answers, which accelerates their confidence and keeps the manager focused on the floor.
I love that. Empowering the staff while protecting the manager's time. But what about the physical infrastructure? Agent number five is the equipment maintenance monitor. Because a broken walk-in cooler on a Friday afternoon is, well, it's every restaurant owner's nightmare.
Oh, for sure. We approach this by integrating the AI with either IoT temperature sensors placed inside your vital equipment, or just by digitizing the daily temperature check logs your staff already completes.
Okay.
The maintenance monitor analyzes this data over time to spot degradation before a total failure actually occurs.
So it catches the slight fluctuations, like if a cooler is struggling to maintain temp during peak hours, taking an extra 20 minutes to cool down after the door has been opened repeatedly.
Right. It flags that the compressor is likely failing and automatically alerts you to schedule a preventative maintenance call on, say, a Tuesday morning, rather than dealing with an emergency breakdown on a Friday night that spoils $1,000 worth of inventory.
Wow. Which brings us to the final piece of the operational puzzle. Agent number six, the financial reconciler. Now, this sounds like the least glamorous of the bunch, but perhaps the most vital for your accounting team.
It really is, because it tackles that invisible administrative bleed. A typical fast casual restaurant is taking payments from walk-ins, online orders, Uber Eats, DoorDash, catering invoices.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, and reconciling those disparate streams against daily bank deposits and supplier invoices is a massive time sink. The financial reconciler automates the matching process across all those ledgers.
It basically finds the missing $40.
It finds the missing $40, Dave. It identifies discrepancies in third-party delivery payouts, and it flags irregular supplier charges, presenting a clean, reconciled daily snapshot to your finance team.
Okay, Dave, zooming out from the mechanics for a second, we need to talk about what this actually does for the bottom line. We have these six specialized agents working in the background, but what is the tangible return on investment here? Because implementing this level of infrastructure, it requires focus.
It does. And the ROI picture we constructed from your answers, it basically shifts Mahana Fresh from a defensive operational posture to an offensive one.
Okay, unpack that a bit.
Well, a defensive strategy is just trying to cut costs by slashing labor. An offensive strategy is about unlocking time, maximizing yield, and creating a truly scalable franchise foundation.
Let's break down unlocking time, because I think that gets thrown around as a buzzword way too often. It's like upgrading the engine of your delivery vehicle while it's still moving, right? The initial focus pays off exponentially and how much faster and smoother the miles ahead will be. So how does a manager saving 15 hours a week in the back office translate to actual top-line growth?
Think about your day-to-day, Dave. When a general manager is buried in administrative tasks, they are merely maintaining the status quo. But when you give them those 15 hours back, they can deploy that time into high-leverage activities.
Like what?
like local community marketing, building relationships with nearby office parks for catering deals. They can spend time actively coaching staff, which directly reduces turnover and hiring costs.
They are actually managing the business.
Exactly, not just the paperwork.
And maximizing yield ties right back into the inventory hawk and the scheduling expediter we talked about.
Right. Maximizing yield means extracting the absolute maximum value out of every single dollar you spend on goods and every hour you pay for labor.
Yeah.
When you aren't throwing away spoiled produce and you aren't paying three idle employees during a slow afternoon, your profit margins widen significantly and you haven't changed a single thing about your menu prices.
The third piece of that ROI puzzle is the scalable foundation. And Dave, from what you shared about your expansion ambitions, this might be the most critical element. If you want to open 5, 10, or 50 new locations, you just cannot do that if every new store requires you to manually train a new GM on complicated administrative tasks.
Absolutely not. These six agents, they form a digital franchise blueprint. When you sign a lease on a new Mahana Fresh location, the operational backbone is already built.
Wow.
You are essentially copying and pasting a fully functioning administrative brain into a new zip code. You plug in the local APIs, and the system is ready to deploy. It drastically reduces the friction and the risk of opening new doors.
It also means the quality remains completely consistent. Whether a customer walks into the original location or the 50th location, the operational intelligence running the back of house is identical.
And that leads to a forward-looking reality that I think is incredibly exciting for the brand.
Oh.
Yeah. As Mahana Fresh continues to expand, these six agents are not just static software programs. They utilize machine learning, which means they actually adapt to the specific rhythms of each individual location.
So the AI running a downtown location learns the specific nuances of an office worker lunch rush, while the AI running a suburban location learns the weekend family dinner patterns.
Exactly. They gather more data, refine their predictive models, and they just become more efficient over time. They are essentially a compounding asset. The larger Mahana Fresh grows, the smarter and more capable this operational foundation becomes. You are building a system that actually gets better at running your restaurants the more restaurants you run.
Dave, thank you so much for listening to this walkthrough. The next step is to open the written playbook and complete the qualifier page. Take care.